Into Wonderland radio program presents.
Why does the Mad Hatter come up with riddles with no answers? By Stan Peter Fandina. This is the interview with the Mad Hatter. Who first told you a riddle, Mr. Mad Hatter?
A wooden tree.
And what kind of riddles do you like?
I personally like riddles without an ending.
When did you start your fascination with riddles?
When I met a wooden tree named Larry.
Where did you first hear a riddle?
The planet Neptune.
And how did you get to the planet Neptune?
Well, I jumped on a rotten carrot called Larry.
Why do you like riddles so much?
I like riddles so much because you can make up riddles with no answers. I also like riddles because I trolled one to a cucumber named Larry.
And how do you make up all of these riddles?
I don't make up all of these riddles.
But then who does?
The fox named Larry.
Thank you. That is all the information I need.
Such a Slumber by Sophie Gay Roberts. Hey, wake up!
What?
I'm about to write a story about you, and I want you to hear it, okay? I'm starting. The Dormouse is always tired, and I think I know why. The Mad Hatter and the March Hare were always squishing and pinching the Dormouse when they were sitting at the table. It must be very painful to be squished every 5 minutes.
Just great. He's asleep. I better bring him to his room. Wait a minute. I don't even know where his room is.
Well, I guess I should just finish the story. After all, what's the point of making a story if nobody's listening?
Time is important, by Ian Roth. The Hatter's watch does not tell time, it tells the date. It is very strange. I think the Hatter's watch tells the date because it is also important to know what the date is. My dad has a watch that tells the date and time. And plus, you could just look at a calendar. But since this is Wonderland, it is just plain crazy and strange. The watch might have all the same numbers because the time goes to 12 and there are 12 months. For the exact date, there are probably 30 or 31 little lines in between. I am not sure for the year though. I would like to know when that watch was invented. I think it would have been recently because I have never seen it. I would guess that watch would be made in London because that is where the Hatters live. Whoever came up with the idea to invent that kind of watch is brilliant and crazy. It could have been the Hatter himself. I wonder how they make that kind of watch. Well, I guess that is why they call it Wonderland, because you wonder a lot.
Tea Time by Owen Morris. When you go to have some tea with the Mad Hatter, you might want to be prepared for some unusual things. The Hatter might put butter in the tea, or pour his tea on the butter, or even pour his tea on himself. I wonder where he gets the tea. Well, I assume that he got the tea from his friend, Time. Yes, that explains why he put the watch in his tea. The tea was meant for the watch. But still, how does he take his tea? With a pinch of salt. I would hate to have salt in my tea. After all, he is mad. Everybody in Wonderland is mad.
So Many Chairs by Isabel Gonzalez. When Alice walked into the March Hare's yard, she saw a big table with a lot of chairs, but she only saw the Mad Hatter and the March Hare. So why would there be so many chairs for only two people? Whoever set it up must have pictured a bigger crowd. Well, Wonderland is odd, so maybe the table set itself up. It would at least make a little more sense if Alice joined it. They were having a tea party. It was very clever of them to have it at noon, or as they say, tea time.
It was also very clever to have the table in the garden. Well, I guess lots of people have it there, but that's normal people. This is Wonderland. Well, that's all I know. Hope you enjoy it.
This has been an Into Wonderland radio program presentation.